Well, as Japanese authorities struggle to prevent a meltdown at the Fukushima plant in northern Japan, there's also a warning there could be another explosion at a second facility. France, which is one of the world's leading nuclear-powered countries, has recommended its citizens leave the Tokyo region, citing the risk of further quakes and uncertainty over the nuclear facilities. Damon Moglen is the director of the Climate and Energy Project at Friends of the Earth. He's worked on nuclear issues for the past 20 years, including monitoring Japan's nuclear industry. He joins us now from Washington, D.C. Damon, welcome to ABC Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
How precarious is the nuclear situation in Japan?
Well, I think it's a really scary situation. As you said, we've had an explosion in one reactor at Fukushima and radiation leakages, and now we're facing a similar situation in the other reactor at the same site, where the Japanese government itself is saying that they're facing a partial meltdown and are very worried that because of hydrogen buildup inside of the reactor, that they could be facing an explosion at this other reactor as well. And as you know, nearly 200,000 people are being evacuated in the area, and people are really scared.
The explosion in Reactor 1, it was that buildup of radioactive steam containing hydrogen, and that's what's threatening to blow again at number 3. But authorities say there's only been, what they say, relatively small radioactive emissions.
Yeah, I mean, I think as we've seen throughout the history of these kind of accidents, the public has too little information. Some of the information we're getting is contradictory, but the bottom line here is that we know that there is really no safe amount of radiation. We know that these reactors are not supposed to be allowing any radiation to escape. Radiation is escaping, and it's unclear exactly what kind of radiation and why, but what's really scary is that there are trace elements in the steam that has escaped, which suggests that some of the fuel has melted, and that leads to this kind of meltdown scenario, and that also leads to it meaning that there could be quite radioactive material that could be released to the environment.
So that fits with the partial meltdown scenario that the authorities admitting to. The authorities are pumping seawater to cool down the reactors at Fukushima, at the Fukushima plant. Is this pretty last-ditch stuff, and is it likely to work?
Well, I'm afraid it is really last-ditch stuff. We're in a pretty unknown area here. These reactors should never have salt water going into them. This is the only way that they can think of trying to cool things down. So it is a real last-ditch effort. It's really riding the tiger right now. We don't have good choices. A lot of choices are bad choices, but the real issue is can they stop their from being an explosion and a serious meltdown.
And what do you think the likelihood of that is? Authorities are saying they don't think it will melt down, and they say that the inner core is still protected and that casing, or however you describe that, is still intact.
Well, I think we have some real contradictions here. If everything is so intact, why are we getting radiation escaping from the plant? If they're venting it, can they control that? The bottom line is that as more material is vented from the reactors, that steam is also cool, is supposed to be liquid in the reactor to cool the reactor down. So that's how the fuel elements become uncovered and in turn would melt down. So, you know, it's a very tricky situation. I think it's very hard to say what's really going on, and I think that the authorities are doing what they can, but I think that that it's really a dicey situation right now.
In terms of contradictions, the plant's operator, Tokyo Electric Power, say radiation levels around the plant temporarily rose above permissible limits. Yet Japan's nuclear agency graded the situation at Fukushima plant as level 4 incident, which is relatively high. I'm wondering, what is the role of the IAEA in working with the Japanese authorities, the International Atomic Energy Agency, to provide some kind of independent third-party monitoring of radiation levels?
Well, I think that's an excellent question. I mean, the IAEA is supposed to be providing public information and also best information about how to deal with the accident. I think there's also a contradiction there. As you probably know, the International Atomic Energy Agency is pledged in its charter to promote nuclear power. So at the same time that they're supposed to be regulating and dealing with accidents, they're promoting nuclear power. And that does, in some cases, put the fox in charge of the hen house. I think that we have very great reason to be concerned that there is not enough information getting to the public and that we need more information. This is a classic case where we need more information, and that would really help to make people feel more in control right now.
There's also a level one, so that's the lowest level state of emergency declared at the Onagawa plant to the north of Fukushima. Can you tell us anything about that plant? I think it's not as old as the Fukushima. Does that make it generally safer?
Well, no. I mean, you know, plants may be older, newer, and they still have various kinds of safety problems. Designs are very similar. I think what's really confusing about the Onagawa situation is that they had a rise in radiation. They don't say that that comes from the plant. They do say that it comes from Fukushima. But if radiation from Fukushima has wound up so far away as it is at Onagawa and is reaching levels that they've read at Onagawa, that may suggest that more radiation has been released at Fukushima than they're saying. So it's a really confusing situation. And, of course, Japanese authorities are struggling with so many difficulties that one can understand why it's confused. But at the same time, it feels like we're in a very, very, very grim situation with these reactors.
Something like 35% of Japan's power is nuclear-fueled. Do you think this accident at the Fukushima plant could force a rethink of that industry? I noticed the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, is describing this as a turning point for the world in terms of nuclear power.
Well, I think the Chancellor is right. I think that you have the situation in Japan where government and industry are very committed to nuclear technology, and the public is very, very concerned about radiation. And they have good reason to be concerned about radiation, given the bombing at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Japanese people really know a lot about radiation, and they've been hurt by it. And I think that right now people are really scared. And you see these searing images of a reactor building exploding. You see these searing images of three-year-old children being checked for radiation. That just sends a tsunami through the Japanese public already about their fears about radiation.
Damien Moglen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Damien Moglen is the director of the Climate and Energy Projects at Friends of the Earth. And later in the program, we'll be joined by Ziggy Sutkowski, who is a former director of ANSTO and is a nuclear physicist himself, of course. It's 8 minutes to 7.